information, inspiration. You're listening to WMUK. How do you teach students in two languages at once? The answer might seem obvious. Instruct them in one, then the other. Students at Kalamazoo's El Sol Elementary do spend part of their day immersed in Spanish and part of it in English. But the educators say there's more to a good bilingual experience than talking at students and expecting them to keep up. In the second of a three-part series, WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports on what goes into making a dual language program effective.
Let's do EM on our arm. Ready? EM.
EM.
One more time. EM.
It's English time for the kindergarten students in teacher Erin Clark's class. If a student were to speak Spanish to Clark, she would do her best to steer them back to English. That's because a cardinal rule of language immersion is that when you're learning one, you avoid the other. Clark says sometimes it's tough to stay in code.
Very much so, especially when a kid's frustrated. You just want to break down and talk to them in the language that they can understand, but we really try to stick to it.
That's because, as her colleague Danielle Jean-Baptiste says, that slope is very slippery.
That would just give the student the opportunity to say, or the message saying, all you have to do is just wait, because she'll eventually say it in English.
El Sol students learn half of their lessons in English. The other half are in Spanish. Immersion learning does require students to struggle with unknown words. But the teachers also find non-code-breaking ways to clue students in. For example, as Jean-Baptiste says, with body language.
So, for example, if I tell them to take out their pencils in Spanish, what I would do with my hand is signify that I'm writing, so the thing that I'm writing with, so that the kids can start to connect the oral word lápiz, which is pencil, with what I'm showing them with physically.
Teachers also help students separate the languages by writing each one in a different color. Principal Heather Grisales.
So that the kids start learning from a young age, oh, when they see it in red, it's English, and I have to pronounce and I have to think in English. And when I see it in blue, I have to pronounce it in Spanish and use the skills I know in Spanish to pronounce that word.
Grisales says that's especially important because some English and Spanish words look the same on paper, with quite different pronunciations. The instructors want the children to understand that each language is its own separate system. But they also want the children to see that English and Spanish have much in common. The teachers take time to help the students make those connections using a method called bridging. Erin Clark explains how it worked in her classroom after a lesson on shapes.
I had the oval on the shape. I said, what is the shape? And they said, ovalo. And I said, very good. Is that in English or Spanish? So they have to make that connection. Oh, that's in Spanish. Okay, what is that in English? And somebody happened to know it was oval.
And many of the kids know the bridging concept by name. Fourth graders Eliana and Araceli.
Usually bridging is like when you cross over the both languages and make words out of them. Like camp and compa and stuff.
They also want you to learn like words from math.
The school controls the approach in the classroom. But then there's the learning that goes on at home. Some students can practice just by having conversations with their families. Isaac Rojo is in fifth grade.
Sometimes I speak to my parents in English, but what my mom wants is to talk to them in Spanish. So I'm trying to work on that.
But like their children, many El Sol parents come to the school speaking only one language, and some of them feel at a loss to help their children practice the other one.
And we'll have parents who are like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. The kid will know.
Mimi Leek works in the office. Three of her children attend El Sol, and another is a graduate. She says the kids who come from English-speaking families benefit the most from help at home.
What about the native Spanish-speaking kids? I mean, do they need a boost with English at home, or is English so dominant that they don't really need that?
It definitely helps, but it is such an English-dominant world that even if they don't get it at home, they will eventually get it.
Then again, she says, she does sometimes see students arrive not knowing any English. She says at first that puzzled her, because even though her family didn't speak English to her growing up, she still learned it. Leek asked her parents how that happened.
And they're like, well, because you had to, because TV was in English, you know, the store was in English, everything was in English.
But she says that's changed.
With the growth of the web and, you know, technology, there's now Spanish TV and Spanish radio and Spanish computer games and Spanish computer. And so although it's a blessing to have all those awesome resources, it's kind of been hard for those Spanish-speaking families where their kids come in not speaking any English because they haven't had to.
Leek says it's best for parents to try to speak the second language with their kids, even if it's a struggle.
If they're willing to ask or to say, hey, I don't understand, or really upfront with, I don't understand what's going on. It's really overwhelming. What can I do? What can I do? The kid kind of knows that, hey, it's not me alone in my struggle. You know, it's hard for everybody.
A lot of the kids do practice at home. They listen to songs or watch movies in their second language. Some of them even turn around and teach what they're learning to others. Third grader Mitzi says she helps her stepdad practice English.
And I write some sentences in a notebook, and he starts to say it, and then I just write some other ones to see if he knows them. And then he starts to know words a lot.
Parent Sonia Elsholtz has three kids at El Sol. She says they practice Spanish at home, but it's a challenge.
Honestly, the biggest way we do it, we will put the subtitles on in Spanish on our TV. And a lot of times, like, I know minimal Spanish. And so I will try to string together a sentence and butcher it horribly. And they laugh at me and correct me. And they love that. So that's sort of learning, I figure.
Elsholtz says she's working to improve her Spanish, even when that's not easy. She recalls a moment from last year in one of her son's kindergarten classes.
And I was talking to a little girl about dogs, and I tried to ask her in Spanish if she had dogs. And then I said to her, yo soy dos perros. And she started laughing. And I'm like, no, yo soy dos perros. I was trying to say, I have two dogs. That's not funny. I have two dogs. And the teacher walked by and said, what did you say to her? Yo soy dos perros. And she said, you just said you are two dogs. So it can be tricky sometimes.
But Elsholtz says those moments are worth it if they help her improve her Spanish and speak with her kids. And also teachers say home practice makes a huge difference for students trying to master a second language. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.